Bip, 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 test, test, bip, bip.
Yay!
Tonight on TMSPM, let's start with some emails.
Miley wants to have fun.
Blue lightsaber.
Bad news for Snooki and mostly men.
Dan the tabletop man and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, Thursday evening edition of the show that you paid for at patreon.com/TMS. And if you haven't yet, consider it.
Damn money.
Yeah, your hard earned cash because you value this entertainment. So we bring you a fifth show every week. There you go. That's why we do it. I'm Scott. So, that's Brian. Hi, Brian. What's up?
Hi, Scott. Hi. So what is this grammar business? Bad news for Snooki and mostly men.
You're going to love this one. So.
Well, I mean, I see the article, but mostly men?
Yeah.
Like men who are mostly men or?
Mostly. So bad news for Snooki and, meaning bad news for her, and also bad news for mostly men.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And very few women, which I'll explain later. Let's just say it might have something to do with a website that has currently been compromised and has two first names.
Oh, yes, right.
Madison. Exactly. So we'll get to that. It'll be interesting, I can tell you that much. I thought we'd do something a little different today.
Okay.
Start the evening proceedings off with a couple of emails that we had to skip today for time.
I like that.
Yep. Yeah.
Dive right into the email pile.
I didn't want them to go to waste, right? Like,
sure.
Waste not, want not, my mom always said. No, she mom usually said,
smart woman.
What was your mom? Was she the one that was, did you have a mom that would say, eat all your food, there are starving kids in China? Or what kind of, what was the
trademark? Yeah, that was my mom, was the eat all the food, there's starving kids in China.
I did too. What's up with that?
More than the proverb woman, right?
Yeah. My dad would do bad proverbs. My mom would tell me there were starving people in China all the time.
I could just imagine. Oh, if your dad is the one who kind of bestowed upon you the ability to come up with analogies, like, Scott, you better eat your food. It's like having a pencil that's you're wearing down to the nub and you try and break it off to put in a sharpener.
That's exactly true, except his stuff was trying to be actual idioms that everybody says.
Okay.
But would jack him up. So he would it's a close cousin to what I do for sure. But he would say, and I think I've brought some of this up on the show before, but he would say, son, you're always putting the horse before the cart, which is what you're supposed to do with the horse. Right, but he would have it backwards. And so I would say, dad, that's how it's supposed to go. And you get getting madder, right? Because it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Go to your room kind of thing. And then sometimes it would be, he'd go early to morning, breakfast tonight, makes a guy ready for the fight. Or, you know, some totally fake version of early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? So that would happen across the board. He could never remember any of them, and he got it wrong every time. That was my dad's thing.
That's hilarious.
Took the gene and just twisted it a little bit for what I do.
Tina's ability is to take two idioms and jam them together.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Her sort of thing is... that's the last straw that broke the camel's back.
Ah, that's pretty good. That's close to what my dad did. I like it. That's Tina's? Tina does
you're
that?
You're just trying to get under my goat.
All right. I really like Tina's.
Yeah.
Those are great. How about my wife's, which are... No, my not my wife's. My mom.
My wife.
My mom used to do this thing where she would try to tell you a joke, but she would tell you the punchline before she could tell you the joke by accident.
Right.
So she'd say, why did the two Polish men go to see the movie Closed for the Winter? And I'd go, Mom, I don't think that's right. And she'd go, oh, shoot, that's the punchline, shoot. It's supposed to be, why did they freeze to death at the drive-in movie theater? Because they saw Closed for the Winter. But I'm like, well, Mom, you every joke you tell me is the punchline first.
Right.
She always used to do that. And then if you caught her on it, she would break into hysterics and laugh so hard she couldn't function. She would just like fall over and laugh. Oh parents. Man. Parents are the best.
Because they're so damn stupid. Wait, yeah. I told it wrong.
It would be like saying...
that's the Raising Arizona by the way.
What? Yeah, exactly. What happens if... I'm trying to think of a good thing. I can't think of another joke to blow, but she used to do it all the time. And it was didn't matter what the joke. Think of a common joke. I don't know.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Sure. How did the chicken she'd get to the other side?
She'd go, how, now, okay, now everyone, here's a joke I heard today. How did the chicken get to the other side of the road? Mom? Oh, shoot, I did it again. And then she'd fall apart. It's fantastic.
How do you know she wasn't doing it on purpose? Because that got a bigger laugh than those lame jokes would have anyway.
It's entirely possible, and I have considered it. But it's the same laugh and hysterics she would get into when she'd play. We'd hand her a controller, like a Sega Genesis controller, and say, all right, Mom, you're going to play Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what that is. Well, it doesn't matter. Take this controller here and just go left or right. You don't have to go up or down, and this button here jumps. Okay, that's all you have to do is jump and move either left or right. She'd go, okay. And it would start, that's Crazy Climber. But anyway, yeah. It would start out, and then she would just tap the character to the right, just barely, so Sonic could take like a step or two. She would drop the controller, put her face in her hands, and laugh until she was tearing up. She would just absolutely lose her mind. So I don't know where I got my video game, Jane, not my mom, I guess. Anyway, we're doing emails first. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, all right.
Rob wrote in and says, good morning, Sasquatch and Bigfoot. I think we've heard that one before. Mm-hmm. Last week, you talked about an app called Loot and Legends for the iPad. Brian, that was Brian's recommendation.
He did, yeah.
First, those who don't use iOS, I thought I would bring up and bring to your attention a game called Card Hunter for the PC. It is available for free on Steam and is essentially this exact same game, aside from the changes the devs made to make the game more accessible on mobile platforms. Mm-hmm. In his latest Kickstarter update, Scott kind of looked like a hobo, though, Rob.
You did. You're sitting there on the couch, and you're moving your phone around to make it look all cool and hip and trendy.
Yeah.
And your hair is just disheveled as hell. And
I looked like terrible. I looked tired and beat up. But what really happened was allergies, dude. It was all allergies.
Well, you know what doesn't help? When you Periscope or you're sitting on the couch to do a video thing, mm-hmm. Just anybody, this happens to anybody, you're doing this, and so you pull your head back, right? Mm-hmm. And oh, well, look what that does to your chin. You've all of a sudden got like 4 or 5 extra chins because you're tipping your head down to periscope from the couch.
And then if you hold it up, people think you're being all vain, trying to do duck face.
My
next update video will A, not be under the influence of allergies, and two, and B, I guess, not two, I will. I'll not look so gross. I'll have some decent lighting, and the camera won't move around so much. It'll all be fine.
Cool. So back to Card Hunter for the PC. Very cool. People should check that out. Yeah. And also, something I didn't notice is that when we were talking about Loot and Legends last week, the game only works on the iPad. So I think one of our raid members, might have been Karan or Tatsemi, was trying to download it. And he was trying to do it on his iPhone, and he couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that Brian lied about some game, liar.
Yeah, that lying sack.
And it turns out you can only get it on iPad.
Yeah, it's a tablet only. And there, I have heard word or talk of it coming to Android tablets. Hmm. But tablets only. Does it work on the 6 Plus? Maybe it does. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Because it won't even come up in the iPhone store. It won't even let you download it unless you say you're on an iPad or do a search on an iPad.
So this is Card Hunter?
Card Hunter is the PC one. Loot and Legends is the iPad one.
Oh, right. All right. So I'm going to search for Card Hunter. Here it is. Card Hunter on PC.
Right. And another thing that I found out is the developer was actually there with us at Nerdtacular beginning of this month.
Blows my mind. I would have loved to have talked to him more or something.
Totally, yeah. And he's the one whose wife, Laura, and it's funny because we played tons of board games with them and James and Svet. They're actually friends of same-sex Mary's James and Svet. Mm-hmm. And his wife is the one who dressed up as Kimmy Schmidt for the cosplay.
Oh, the one that works at Amazon.
Yes, that's the one.
That has Carter's artwork hanging up at Amazon, which freaked us out. They were so nice.
They are super nice.
Yeah, I hope we see them again. Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm going to download Card Hunter for the PC. I will compare it, and I'll let everybody know what I think.
Cool. All right. Lay it on us.
One more email from... Later, yeah.
Later.
Email from Doug from Denver, DD.
Oh, I know that
DD.
Guy.
DD. He says, hello, really. Swimmer and buoy. On Tuesday the 25th, you spoke about the sky pool suspended between two towers of a building. You talked about the weight of the swimmers and the buoyancy a bit, and I think you were missing the important math. Oh, you think? You think so? Because I didn't say anything right about that. It says, to calculate the number of gallons in a pool, you multiply the length by the width by the average depth times 7.5. That pool...
Wait. Stop right there.
Okay.
Okay. to calculate the number of gallons in a pool, you multiply the length times the width by the average depth. Why times 7.5? Oh, because you can get 7.5 gallons in a square foot.
Correct.
Okay.
I believe that is correct.
So far I'm with them. All right. I wanted to make sure. I don't want you to race ahead because my eyes will glaze over.
Me too, dude. This stuff's rough for me. All right. So then it goes, that pool is 82 by 16 and 9 foot deep. So 82 feet wide or long, 16 wide and 9 foot deep. Mm-hmm. That comes to 88,560 gallons of water. A gallon of water weighs approximately 8.34 pounds. So that pool has the weight of 738,508.4 pounds.
738,000. So that's like 350 tons, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 2,000 pounds is a ton.
Yeah.
738, you basically divide that in half and you get like 319 tons.
Yeah. And you know what he's talking about? He's talking about just the water.
Just the water.
This doesn't
right?
count the glass or whatever the hell all that is. Yeah. Or whatever's holding it together. So this is what he says, my favorite part of Doug's email. That's a whole lot of water to suspend between two buildings. I have no interest in anywhere near that. Thought I should let you know, though, Doug in Denver.
Or under that, really more importantly. Being in that pool when it comes crashing down, that's one thing. Being under...
Ugh.
738,000 pounds of water.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you really have to convince me that what you've done there is sound and earthquake.
Worth it, people? Let's think. Let's really think about this before we develop this and say, you know, maybe the coolness of being able to look down and see the ground below you as you're swimming isn't worth the potential death.
Before you and I rush out and spend $1 million on each of those, because we're going to buy connecting penthouses, right? And the pool would be in between them. And the only way you and I could ever hang out, we'd have to swim to the other guy's apartment.
That's right. Or we take the elevator all the way down.
Holy
shit. Across the street, take the elevator all the way up. Yeah, no.
That sucks.
Basically, the pool is our Green River.
Yeah, or I got a better idea. You're in the pool swimming in the little, a rectangle middle swim part.
Yeah.
And I can get out on some window somewhere and walk on top of it fully clothed in big, heavy, like combat boots and just jump up and down while you're in there and freak you out. That's an idea.
You will crash with me, by the way, doing that.
Oh shoot. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah,
all right. I'm going to run a cord across that I can hang on to. And then,
very safe, Indy. Very safe.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
All right, let's do the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, it's the evening news brought to you by...
Too many Oreos.
I may have eaten a whole row of these.
A whole row?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Brian,
I've had
so
three
bad.
Or four, I will admit.
It's so bad.
They're so good, though.
I know. This is
how many
great...
of your s'mores are left?
Let's see. They're over here. Oh.
Do not put them anywhere near you if you raid tonight. Like, don't have them within arm's reach.
Yeah. I think there may be about a sleeve of those gone, too. I've really not been good. I've been bad. We owe someone an angry email for sending us such wonderful things.
No, we don't.
Oh. Yeah, let's not put...
I don't want to stop that gravy train from coming.
Let's not put we in there. Speaking of gravy train, Miley Cyrus in the news. She's
That's right. She's Billy Ray's gravy train,
exactly,
isn't she?
Exactly, she is. Yep, going to retire good old dad there. Miley Cyrus promises a raw MTV Music Awards this year. A raw one.
Can I just say how much dread... that one word fills me with, like, how
it really does.
Little interest I had.
I have zero interest in the MTV Music Awards.
MTV Video Music. Yeah, like, if I had any interest before, that word just drew a slash right through it.
Right, and honestly, MTV, when are you just going to hand the torch over to, what's Venmo, or who the people on YouTube that have all the music videos now? Who are they?
Oh, Vivo.
Vivo. Give them the award show. They're showing actual music
videos. They're showing
videos. You don't do that anymore at MTV. So you're giving awards for videos for things you don't broadcast. I don't understand that. I mean, I guess ABC doesn't broadcast Oscar-winning films, but they can do the Oscars, so I suppose.
Sure.
But wasn't the whole point? Is it you used to be music television, and you had television with music in it?
Yeah, but Scott, they added MTV too, which had music videos on it for a while.
For about a week,
And then became my 16th birthday and pregnancy show.
I'm 16 and pregnant, and Road Rules meets real life. What was it? The
real world?
Yeah. The real world life, people. Or the real world life. Whatever it was. Let's watch Puck and this other guy from season two of One Other Thing fight. Yay!
Great. Pedro.
She's throwing a rager. Everyone's invited, and MTV's footing the bill. I guess the movie, this starts at 9 p.m. at the Microsoft Theater Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
She's hosting.
The only time zone that matters.
She's hosting this thing.
Right. Right.
At age 22.
Because things went so well last year with Robin Thicke and the giant teddy bears and the Foot Locker uniform.
I've got.
Or whenever that was. Two years ago?
Is that 2 years now? You mean with the bad Photoshopped album cover? That one?
The bad Photoshopped.
It's
the
my
bangers.
Party. I can do it. I want. Yeah. Yeah. It's you've seen that, right? Bangers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen the album cover.
Okay. It's so.
I keep wishing it said Brazzers.
Chat room, for those who think I'm kidding or don't believe when I say that you could have done this Photoshop, just be reminded. Here you go, chat. Just look at that image. Tell me you couldn't have whipped out Photoshop on your own. Hey, you could have pulled out Corel Paint and done it.
Why,
that's how easy.
Why are you under Peeps Darius PM, by the way?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. All right.
Being a dork.
Yeah. I love the cut off legs with the drop shot. I mean, this really is somebody coming up with their 1998 Photoshop 1.0.
Yep. Totally. It was on floppies or something.
Shop. What was it called? No, it was something else. We actually had the 1.0 version when it was Pixel Paint.
Pixel Paint? Was the old black and white Mac thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
That would have been about right. You know, those Adobe people are all U of U people. University of Utah graduates.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're all local right there.
Big local dudes. All right. So here's the deal. Here's the dealio. She's going to get up there. She's 22. I think it's weird. Listen, if my daughter, who's 21, was running all over town with her boobies out, I think I'd have dad problems with it.
I think things would have started a lot sooner than now.
Yeah.
this wouldn't be the point at which you say, maybe I question my parenting skills.
Yeah, you wouldn't ask it then, I guess. I just wonder if he probably doesn't care. I don't know what he does. What does he do? He's a boot scoot boogie, right? Is that his deal?
I can't see what my daughter's doing behind this big pile of money. Whoop, another check just arrived in the mail. I guess I'll have to check on my daughter later.
These $20 bills are blocking my view.
They're breaking my achy breaky bank.
No, that's his song, Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it? Is that all he's known for? That's it, pretty much.
Pretty much. I cannot name a second Billy Ray Cyrus song.
I can't either. Yeah, I really can't. Can someone in the chat room do it? Is Boot Scoot Boogie his?
No,
somebody else?
That's Brooks and Dunn, I believe.
Archie Breaky Fart, says Swamp Rat.
No, he said Achy Breaky Fart.
Oh. Oh.
Although Archie Breaky Fart. Might be my new trivia team name.
It's pretty good. Anyway, she's going to be on the VMAs. Who knows what she's going to do? She's going to host blah, blah, blah. My guess is that's going to be a real shit show. That's my prediction.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I mean, it's these collaborations that kind of worry me because she's working. It says in the article here, she's working with Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips. They did they worked together on a Beatles cover album of, was it Sergeant? I want to say it was Sergeant Pepper.
Hmm.
And it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I like the Flaming Lips.
I do too.
They're great. Doing a little crossover here with Miley Cyrus.
I guess you can't really say you don't like anything Miley Cyrus does because we both like that We Like to Party song.
I love that song. Yeah. I think it's obnoxiously catchy and great.
We can't stop.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I like that one. And it's our party. We can do what we want. Yeah, 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 that one. And she's rolling around like a weirdo, but it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of other tracks on that album that are all right. That Wrecking Ball one, though, makes me want to murder people. I don't like that song at all.
What about Party in the USA?
I like that song a lot.
It's hard not to like that song, right?
I like that song a lot. I'm not going to deny it. In fact, the mix-up between her and Biggie is one of my favorite things ever.
Yes.
Party USA. Do I have this here? I don't. That's on my other computer. Oh, wow.
That's all right.
Anyway, it's fine. It's fine, everybody. I do have this.
It looks like you chose the wrong party to crash.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I should open the MTV Music Awards with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, check this out. John Boyega. He's in the new Star Wars The Force Awakens, as it gets closer, we're gonna see more of this guy. But he is he has a lightsaber in this trailer.
Right, he's Milo, or what's the character's name? Not Milo.
Not it's, Milo. Gonlo Frodo Flaggins. Let's see. He plays Kylo Ren's a bad guy.
It's, Kylo Ren's. Oh, that's who I'm getting confused with. Yeah.
It's Jimmy John Smickersmack. Okay, I'm gonna
waking up in Tatooine and heavy breathing. For
that's
a
the one. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. I'm gonna play what it sounds like when he fires up his blue saber.
It's only like 8 seconds long.
Yeah, it's
so
super short. So here you go. A little army shot.
There's been an awakening.
Oh, BB-8 and girl looking up in the sky.
Have you felt it?
Super short. That's all you get.
That's all you get. And it's on a loop, so you're like, you can, ooh, there's more. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, no.
It's the same
every
thing.
Every time it goes around.
Oh, that's too bad.
Finn, that's right. I should remember that because it's the same as Adventure Time, right?
Well, there you go, though. You know, exciting, whatever, and something new. 114 days or something until this movie comes out, so.
Can't wait.
Going to be great. Bad news for Snooki. All right, here comes the Snooki news. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hit me with the Snooki news.
Looks like her husband, Gianni Lavelli, or whatever the hell his name.
The only way you can pronounce it, Gianni.
He's on Ashley Madison.
Of course he is.
The infamous site where married men search for mistresses, but the Jersey Shore star wasn't having it. Snooki lambasted the media, tabloids, and social media users who would dare insinuate that the father of her two small children is a cheater. This is not the first Snooki divorce talk, however, and a source close to the 27-year-old says she is defending her man for one surprising reason. She feels she has little choice. Quote, Nicole never signed a prenup before marrying Gianni, an insider tells Radar. Her family and friends insisted she get one, but she vehemently refused. Snook is worth upwards of $4 million. We created this.
I know. How do we let this get?
I don't know.
This happen.
Meaning if she initiated a divorce, Gianni Lavelli, whatever his name is, would become an instant millionaire twice over. So $2 million split right down the middle.
Yeah. I don't see how that's a problem. all right. You cheated on me. Great. Here's $2 million. See ya.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah. Oh no. I've only got $2 million left to live on.
Yeah. What a shame. Really. What a shame that would be. But also in related news, so this Ashley Madison thing, there was a report put up on Gizmodo. A data analyst has had his hand at this data. And holy crap, they were running the biggest racket I have ever heard of in my life.
Right.
Almost none of the women on the Ashley Madison database ever used the site. Here's how the data breaks down. This hacker team had asserted this. They said very early, thousands of women's profiles were fake. So then we got this thing. Then we got other news later that said 90 to 95% of them are fake. Nobody believed that. They thought that seemed a little too outrageous that all the men were real and that few women were real. Okay.
Right.
What they discovered after going through this data was exactly that. In fact, the numbers are worse than you think. So here are the number of males in the profiles. 31,343,429 males.
Right.
Females signed up, 5,550,687. Statistically, that is a gigantic gap.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets worse. The theory is most of those are fake. That there are very few of those that are actually women of that number. Right. So here's this. Number of people with loopback or home IP addresses. All right?
Okay. Which means they signed up actually within the Ashley Madison building.
Correct. 12,069 for the men. That means mostly the men signed up from all over the place where they live.
Right, sure, as you'd expect. Yeah.
The women, 68,709. A gigantic increased number over the men coming from the exact same IP loop.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
They wouldn't be on there to kind of pad the, you know, stock the pond with some...
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With some attractive but unavailable women, would they?
Yeah, it's just insane. So here's your next statistic to blow you away. This just ends the whole argument as far as I'm concerned. Number of people who check their Ashley Madison messages. So that's the little PMs, the email things, the little pokes and all the stuff you have in there, right? For the men, 20,269,675 men in this data dump constantly checking their messages.
That's still only two-thirds.
Yeah, it's really not a huge amount if you think about the overall body, but, you know, over 20 million.
You know, they signed up as a joke, or they signed up and forgot about it, or whatever. Yep. Things got better at home.
Yep. Now, female, check this out. The girls, 1,492.
out of how many million people listed on the site as female? 3 million or something?
5 million total are listed.
5 million, yep. But only a little over 1,000 of them.
A insignificant percentage.
Actually checking their messages.
And we're not sure those are real people anyway. Even the 1,492. It is statistically insignificant.
So how does the site not just get labeled as bunk right away from the guys who signed up for it years ago when it first opened?
Because they are apparently faking it all the time.
Jeez. So they can only fake so far, Scott. I mean, at some point.
It's a good point. Like, they promise you a hookup, right?
Wiener has to, at some point, a hotel room bed has to be squeaking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like the percentages are saying that happens very often. And so you'd think that guys would come forward and say, yeah, I've been an Ashley Madison user for 2 years, and there are never women available.
Well, part of this data dump shows people requesting, saying that I've never gotten any success out of this site. Please remove all my information. Ashley Madison charges you for that, by the way.
Of course.
So you pay to have your information removed. And here's the best part. The data never got removed.
Oh, jeez.
So they kept it.
Does it say how much it cost to have your data removed? I'm just curious.
Probably, but I don't know.
I'd love to know where the racket comes to an end.
I can't find it. Darn it.
Oh, free to sign up, but when you want to get your stuff removed and end the service, it's $399.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Oh,
but
that would be terrible.
Here we go.
It?
I'm Googling it.
Find out. How much is it
to close your Ashley Madison account, and I'm sure my Google results now will get
you're gonna be flagged.
Right.
I got somebody signed up for me already. I'm already getting weird emails from those people.
Okay, well, it's not as bad as $399. Yeah, it is. It's $20 exactly.
So you throw down $20 for the promise that they'll remove your data, but they don't remove it.
Exactly. That's even the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. $20. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Here's the other.
I'm deleting your account.
See, hear that? Everything's fine.
They hire the same people who work at the airport who are quote unquote looking for a better seat for you.
Yep. Exactly. I'm disposing of your profile. Hear that? It's going to the garbage can. So here's another one. Number of people who use the Ashley Madison chat system: over 11 million men, over 2,000 women. Again, how is that possible?
Sure. I mean, women who work at Ashley Madison, those same women who've signed up with the home IP address.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they can hop on there. Oh yeah, we can chat. Oh yeah, you're not quite who I want. But thanks. It was fun chatting with you.
Yeah, not really my type. Move on to the next one. I guarantee that's what they did. So then you go down further, and it says this is the summation paragraph. It says, either way, we're left with data that suggests Ashley Madison is a site where tens of millions of men write email, chat, and spend money for women who are simply not there.
Jeez.
It is really, really funny, because one of the original goals of this hacker group wasn't so much to just defame those who were on the list.
Right.
It was to expose the site for the fraud that it is. And I think they've kind of done that. The big question is, what now? Like, does anything happen? Could you class action lawsuit this? And if you did, that would mean you'd have to publicly say, yeah, I'm an Ashley Madison user and I'm pissed about them taking my money. Like, it's kind of a weird catch-22 for everybody involved.
Right. Yeah, you've got to come out as a user before you can make the claim. Now, did you, a couple days ago, it came out that they also built an app, an Android or iPhone app called What's Your Wife Worth?
Right. Oh, yeah, there it is.
And you could upload a photo of your wife.
Yeah.
And then invite people to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then with actual dollar amounts.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
No.
That's terrible.
It is horrible. And it basically never came out. They claim because the app was badly developed. Although my guess is it's, you know, that really was somebody came to their senses and said, guys, this is such a bad idea. What the hell?
Oh my gosh, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the news article on that.
Yeah, my wife got a 7.5. I guess I'll stay with her.
That's pretty good. All right. Here's what we need to do now. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Dan and we'll talk some tabletop and have some fun with him. Before all of that, though, Brian came bearing gifts, really, and they're in the form of music. What are they?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to play this.
All right.
Rogue Tess, Teresa, wrote in, said, "Hi, Scoot and Brain. My day job as an English teacher and ed tech trainer resumes on August 26th. That was yesterday. I had a fabulous summer break filled with geeky goodness, attending Nerdtacular, and 3 Q Rockstar teacher camps.
Wow.
But I'm excited to get back into my classroom and share all the things with a new batch of students. Anytime this week, please play something about the end of summer or back to school or change of seasons. Love the show, bros. P.S. Nerdtacular 15 was the best yet, although I really, really miss some key regulars. The energy from newbies, both attendees and presenters, was fantastic."
Oh, yeah. We had a great noobish feeling there.
Yeah.
Felt like old hat, but also a bunch of new hats.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know what that means.
Well put.
I'm doing like Tina again. I put a hat on the monkey and
lots of great new hats there.
Anyway.
The pool was stocked with fresh salmon. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So this one I was so glad to play because this is an album that just came out like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And got sent an advance copy from the label, and been sitting on this thing for a while, waiting for the album to be released. This is so cool. It is a it's an all cover album from Natalie Imbruglia.
I like her.
Yeah, she did that song "Torn," mm-hmm. that was actually itself a cover of a song by Edna Swap.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? For real?
For real. And her big hit was actually a cover.
You always surprise me with these things. I never know when things originally were covers.
Yeah, sometime I'll play the original version of that on the show so you can hear it. The new album, though, is her covering a bunch of male artists, like, you know, putting a gender spin on the songs. And prior to hearing her cover of the song we're going to play today, I'd never heard of the original artist, a guy named Josh Pike. But as soon as I heard this song, I'm like, oh, I got to hear what the original is like. And the original is good. It's different, which is great, which you want to hear in a cover, being different from the original. So if you enjoy this, go check out the Josh Pike original. It's P-Y-K-E. Or just pick up this awesome album. It's Natalie Imbruglia's brand new album called Male. And on it is this cover right here of The Summer.
I like it. Here it is. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If I could bottle up the sea breeze, I would take it over to your house and pour it loose through your garden so the hinges on your windows would rust and color like the boats pulled up on the sand for the summer. And your sweet, clean clothes would go stiff on the line and there'd be sand in your pockets and nothing on your mind. It's a little bit harder to get back to the feeling of when we were 15 and we could jump in the river upstream and let the current carry us to the beginning where the river met the sea again. And all our days were a sun-drenched haze while the salt spray crossed it on the window pane. We should be living like we lived that summer. Summer is the right one. The storm made the pavement steam like a kettle. And now first goodbye always seemed like hours in the car park in between my house and yours. And if the summer holds a song, we might sing forever. The winter holds a vibe we never felt before. We should be living like we lived that summer. Time. is like the ocean. You can only hold a little in your hands. So we swim before we're broken, before our bones become black coral on the sand. I would take it over to your house and pour it loose through your garden.
Wow, that was cool. I like that a lot. Yeah, yeah. I used to like her That's Torn song a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember they played it a lot though. Like maybe
she was lying naked on the floor.
Maybe too many. All right. Well, we're back and there's things to do moving forward. One of them is to call Dan the tabletop man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that
now. He fits on a tabletop, folks. That's why he got that name.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. Oh, hold on. Got to be able to see him. There he is. Allow. And let's do a little song thing deal for him here. How about that? How about one of these? We always do this one right here. But this right here. All right. We like that. That's pretty good. This is Dan's theme. That's actually Nate's theme from Uncharted. But who cares? Hey, Dan the tabletop man. Dan, how's it going?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good to have
good,
you here.
How you doing?
How's your time in Diablo since the patch hit?
Not too bad, except for when I killed Asmodan and then immediately got disconnected, which was real bad because there was glowing stuff everywhere, and it was the last one I needed to get the turn in for material. So no. I was like sitting there like, what?
That's bad, and that's so bad because for those who don't know, the way that game works now, you get specific crafting items from doing ACT bounties, and now that's a big deal if you lose those. So that sucks. I think you should do a little ticket, open a ticket, and say, look, you butthole.
You know, I tried to look for something to open a ticket, and the only thing you end up clicking on is just them. They just tell you, we can't help you if you deleted items and stuff like that. So I was like, whatever, it's just one of those bad luck things. If it becomes like constantly... after a certain thing, maybe I can log it as a bug, maybe if something, because I procced one of the achievement for, because I killed him so fast, and then it was like, as soon as I procced the achievement, it just wiped me off the screen.
Did you keep the achievement when you checked it again?
That's a good question.
You I should have.
I kind of rage quit and went to bed after I went back on, and I was like, when I saw that I didn't have the, you know, it didn't put me right back in that room with the loot.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I don't even want to look at this. I'm so aggravated.
You guys take a step away from it before you...
Oh, yeah.
It's so good, though, freaking that cube. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I have to go through stage act one. I've been just kind of... I didn't realize that each act has its own little reagents that you get from those.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go through one to get some of those so that I can start undoing some...
because if you, those abilities you want, you've got to go get enough stuff for them. I mean, this is all like gibberty blip to everybody listening to this, but it's going to be great.
I just got these gloves that it lets the shrines last for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I got those too.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. They're real weak on otherwise, so I haven't been using them as much, but man, 10 minutes. And that works with the one overpower shrine or whatever the heck it's called, the white lightning one.
Well, as long as it's not if you go into the Nephilim rifts, it doesn't work on most of those because they're pylons.
Oh, right.
But if you're in the other ones, it'll work on.
Yeah.
I think if you're out and about in the world, it'll work on.
Pretty
all
cool.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, that game is great. But that game is not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about board games, tabletop experiences. Dan comes on the show and talks about these from time to time, every couple of weeks. And today you brought some stuff. What do you got for us, man?
Well, I wanted to mention my Ashley Madison profile. it's funny because my wife always gives me grief, like, because when people she knows and went to high school with, all these people that you hear, especially being our age, are like, oh, so-and-so got divorced. And we always make a joke that we put a notch on our belt for all these people that we outlast. And I was like, you never have to worry about anything about me, because if you look at my phone, the only thing you'll see is text from Scott saying, ask if I'm healing tonight. If you go online, all you see is my HOTS logs and Heroes Nexus. That's all you see on all my stuff. So it's nothing to worry about there.
Well, I've been getting emails from Ashley Madison over the last few days. It says, Hey, dear Bobby 6064, these new women have signed up near you.
Sure they have.
55-year-old.
Somebody signed you up. Women. How quickly did you tell Kim that somebody signed you up for that?
Just the second I saw it. The second they did it. I said, Kim, get in here. You got to see this. So they're using my email address, but they're using this name, Bobby6064. Obviously, it can't be an active account, but that's one of the other things that makes this site a racket that should have made everybody question at the beginning. They don't verify email addresses. Mm-hmm. So you can sign up. Somebody could go... I'm just going to explain this. Somebody could take Brian Ibbett's email address right now. They could sign up at Ashley Madison. There'd be no way for him to even notify Brian that he's signed up. He would just suddenly start getting match emails. That's how it would work.
We don't need to do that. Nobody needs to do that.
You could reconnect with all those high school prom dates that we talk about all the
and
time.
And I want to suggest that somebody stops what they're doing and does this thing to Brian as a joke or anything. I'm not saying you should do that at all. I'm just saying it would totally work if you tried. That's all.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So the land of in the land of tabletop.
Yes. Oh, I like that land. It's a good land.
If you remember about a year or two ago, we talked about Cryptozoic rescued an old Kickstarter that the people just kind of ran away with all the money called The Doom That Came to Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. So that was good on Cryptozoic. Right. Yeah. So a little while shortly after that, there was another company that there was a game. I think it was about in 2013. A game was put on called Odin's Ravens. Ooh. It was an old two-player game from Cosmos. It wasn't the greatest game in the world, but it had its audience for the two-player games. And there was a company that put it up there. I don't remember the company's name, but some schmuck ran away with about 22,500 of people's money and never was heard from again.
Wow.
But today we just heard from a company, Osprey Games has picked up the license to Odin's Ravens and has said that they're going to go ahead and honor all the people's pledges from Kickstarter. They didn't get any of the money, obviously, from Kickstarter. Wow. They just went ahead and said, you know what, we're going to honor all these pledges just as a good show of faith. The only thing is people are going to have to pay their own shipping, but I think people are going to be happy enough just to get the game.
Yeah. I mean, after not getting anything, they're going to get something. And this company, it's Cryptozoic, right?
Yeah. No. Cryptozoic is who did the Doom in Atlantic City. Oh. Yeah. This one is called Osprey Games.
Mm. Osprey. Okay.
It's a UK publisher, and I'm pretty sure they've got somebody over here that actually distributes for them. But that's the name of the company that I saw on the press release.
Well, here's the deal. This is what I think is smart of them to do that, because it's not only a really great thing to do for the board gaming community and everything else. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why this is a super nice thing to do, but I think it actually helps prop the business up, because basically what they're doing is saying, look, we've got to all collectively do what we can to keep the lines of trust strong in crowdfunding, because that is a huge part of tabletop business right now.
Yep.
And that needs to be trustworthy. It needs to be a place people can go and not feel like they're getting yanked around all the time. So I think that is both in the best interest of the players, but also in their best interest, and is good for that industry, because you don't want, you know, Kickstarter to become this pariah that no one will go near with a 10-foot pole when it comes to board games.
And it's still pretty strong for Kickstarter for board gaming is still pretty strong, and it's kind of the place to go. I mean, there's some of those others like Indiegogo and such, but Kickstarter is probably that niche for board gaming. Not that Kickstarter doesn't have other things, but I mean, board gamers know to go to Kickstarter for a lot of games.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So the other game I wanted to mention to you guys, because we're old school computer gamers as well. I don't know if you remember a game from the 80s called Mule.
Oh, yes, I do remember Mule.
Do you remember Mule?
I do.
It was from 83. I think you're talking like the Commodore years, and maybe even like the Atari 128 or whatever the heck they.
This was an electronic game then.
Oh yeah, yes. Like a PC, old PC game. Yeah.
Old PC game. But they're putting out Mule, the board game, is going to be coming out from Ludapelt, is going to be putting this out. I got to get you the...
You know what Mule stood for? Check this out. So they had an Atari 2600 version. And on that one, it explained what Mule stood for, because it was actually an acronym. It's got periods after every letter. Mm-hmm. It's a multiple-use labor element. Isn't that weird?
Nice job, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm the internet and all. You can look it up. But it was
a board game in a computer game version.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. It's like a kind of a grid, and you move stuff around, and it's very board game like. I remember this thing.
Okay.
I don't remember being good at it or playing it that much, but I remember it being in boxes and being sold and being on a computer I maybe played once or something. Commodore 64, the NES got a version, the IBM PC Junior got one, and let's see, the MX or the MSX2 computers got them. They say it plays like in a strategy game and incorporates aspects that simulate Real Economics.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, so it was kind of almost like a precursor, a lot of people will say, to Settlers of Catan. Mm. You know, if you think about it, like just kind of the way that it was all about getting that resources and using them for different things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of a bit of a trailblazer for an old thing, you know?
Yeah, wow. And
looking at how the
good.
Auction system worked, that's hilarious.
Well, to explain, what do you see there?
The so somebody's uploaded the old Commodore 64 video, and the auction actually has all four little dudes and the line at which the auction is at. And if they want to bid on it, they walk up to that line and stand on it. And then the line moves up. And if you decide you want to be out of the auction, you just slide back down to the bottom.
Oh, really? That's kind of cool.
Really funny.
Let's see. Check this out. Currently, Twin Galaxies. Their world record stuff. The highest end game score in the game belongs on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System version to a guy named Jason P. Kelly. He got 68,273, and on the Commodore 64, 57,879. Nobody has beaten those scores. So there's your little history lesson for Mule. Anyway.
And that'll be out this year, I think, in Essen. They're going to debut it, and then it'll be out probably for a wider distribution probably in November.
Nice.
Or December, but look for that. Should be some cool stuff there, you know, between some good, you know, between Odin's Ravens coming out and then some Mule. Mm-hmm. I had another game, but we'll save that for the future.
Ooh, I like that. Look at you being all pulling a Johnson. I like it.
Sneaky.
That sounds all right to me. Yep. Dan, always a pleasure. Anything else going on you'd like folks to find?
Since Gamers for Cure is the 24-hour board game marathon is November 7th this year, what we usually do earlier, last year we had a little thing that we raised a little bit of money with the whole Dice in the Mouth challenge. This year we've got the Meeple Balance challenge going on. Just go to gamersforcures.com. It's got in the information. If you, between now and middle of September, take some pictures and put them up on Twitter and challenge your friends. Go. There's a link on gamersforcures.com for where you can put the donation. You know, use your hand, use a table. Just balance some meeples. Just show some bits. Go make a donation, challenge your friends, raise some money. All of it just goes straight to Gamers for – well, it goes to the Turner Syndrome Society of the United States. But Meeple Balance Challenge, hashtag Meeple GFC 2015.
You should change it to Meeple for People or something.
Meeple for People.
Meeple
I love
for
it.
People.
And MeepleSource has given us a $25 credit at their site for we're going to take a random person that uses that hashtag.
Hold on. There's a website called MeepleSource.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
MeepleSource, it's a great website because you can get all sorts of different meeples. You can get pirate meeples and alien meeples, and you name it, you can get it. And you can pimp out some of your other games.
That's so cool.
Look at all this stuff. I want to buy meeples for just no good reason. I just want to have some meeples.
Go buy some meeples.
All right, I'm in it. Dan, that'll be the weekend of BlizzCon. So
yeah, unfortunately.
While you're there playing, I'll be thinking of you and hoping that the charity goes well while I play games that you can't.
While we play Overwatch, we'll be thinking of you, Dan.
You'll have to be tweeting and texting me pictures of this since I'll be up for 24 hours. I might as well have something to look for.
While we're watching.
I wonder if anybody will be periscoping from BlizzCon.
Gee, I wonder. I guarantee it. Also, watching the movie trailer. That'll be good, too. Dan, it's always good to talk. Geek Jock blog on Twitter, everybody. Follow him there. Sure. And if you get a chance to play him in Heroes, you've got a fine healer on your team. I can tell you that much.
Appreciate it, old man Johnson.
See you later,
dude. Look forward to
you. Oh, I cut him off.
Well done.
Didn't mean to cut him off so much. All right. That's going to do it. That's your show. There's your hour. Complimentary hour.
Well, guess we don't, you know, no STMS when Dan's here.
No, not today. Although we did do your emails earlier, so we gave you a little bit of the old
exactly, a little interaction stuff.
The old feedback. Don't forget, the reason we do this extra show is patreon.com/TMS. If you haven't and you consider the show valuable to yourself, think about going over there and popping a little bit down. Doesn't have to be a lot, but just think about how many hours of TMS entertainment you get per month for such a tiny little amount of money. So go check it out. That's patreon.com/TMS. Help us get to some of our other goals. Get on the awesome bandwagon. We have some neat stuff coming. Brian's doing some really cool stuff.
Cool 3D printed stuff. And you never know when we're going to do one of those drawings between all the Patreons of a certain level and give them the super sack, the super stream sack. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to see my super sack? I'm ready to show it. The website is frogpants.com/TMS. Leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. Our email address is themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, find Brian at Coverville, find me at Scott Johnson, and find the show at Morning Stream. Our subreddit is frogpants.reddit.com. And tomorrow there'll be a new instance episode in the morning, 10 a.m., live if you want to catch it live or later. If you don't, What else? Current Geek tomorrow. This show will be up on the feed tomorrow. What else? A new Boop Instance show going up tomorrow. Today. Instance tomorrow. Yep. Mentioned that. I can't think of anything else. Mm-hmm. There's other stuff.
But, and next week, we're going to figure out the schedule because I'll be flying during when we would normally do TMS AM. But I should be in Atlanta when we do TMS PM.
Yeah, that means that should, let's see, that'd be four, let's see, what's,
it's kind of late 6:30 local time.
Is that a possible thing for you, do you think?
It's a possible thing because I'll definitely be there by then and I may not go, I don't know. I may, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go to the hotels, the Dragon Con hotels that Thursday night because I don't know who else is going to be there. It might be.
Yeah, you might go be in a giant crowd for no reason and then just end up going back.
And if Dunaway's not there, if Tom, Veronica, mm-hmm. Brian, Jury, if they're not there, then
yeah,
who knows?
Well, but it's going to be an exciting weekend. I'm glad you're going to be on the ground to be able to witness it. You can witness it. It's a beautiful, it's a lovely day. Also, check. I put in the chat. I don't know if you saw this. Just briefly here. Let me post it again.
Yes, the that Egyptian.
It's amazing.
Is really cool. The hieroglyphic Fury Road.
They told the entire story in hieroglyphics.
They did.
It's so fantastic. Cool. And it looks old and nasty, like it's really on a wall. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Look at a Morton Joe up there on his throne.
I know. Yes, with the little dude in the bucket.
Yep, and the guys with the water there. That's just amazing.
Right. Oh, yeah, where's the little bucket guy?
The women, the breeders with their milk. Tubes.
Oh, I didn't even notice the little guy in the bucket till you said that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, somebody did a really good job with that. Yeah, they've got to offer that as a print somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And if they don't, I'll blow it up and make my own. So hurry up before I pirate it. That's going to do it. That's it. We're out. Let's do one more song before we go.
Sure. Well, Chantel wrote in and said, Dear Scotto and Bri-O.
Ooh.
That didn't work. Mm-hmm. On the 29th of August is the birthday of my fiancé, Louis. For the first 3 months of our relationship, I did not realize he had a typical French name where the S is silent. I made the mistake of announcing the S for the first 3 months of our relationship, or pronouncing the S for the first 3 months of our relationship, until he brought it up one day thinking I was being dedicated to a joke. So Louis is her fiance's name. Even after all that and a few years later, he decided to put a ring on it. I'm a very lucky girl and I love you very much. I'm sure she's talking to Louis, not to us.
No.
Signed, Chantel.
Yeah, I'll talk to us.
Very
about
cool.
That.
Oh, Louis, and Chantel. You cute couple, you.
Yeah.
Her request was basically anything heavy rock or metal. She's a fan of The Darkness, 12 Foot Ninja, Fear Factory, Disturbed, Slipknot, etc. She trusts my taste. Well, one name in there rang familiar as somebody who's released a new album recently that included an awesome cover. Disturbed just came out with a brand new album this
Shut
week.
Up. For real? I didn't know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Disturbed. You know I like those guys.
I know.
I don't like them enough to follow them, apparently, because I didn't know they had a new album. That's very exciting for
me. You should follow them in your Apple Music follow choice thingies. Yeah, I don't know how that all works. That.
Okay, anyway.
Brand new album from Disturbed. I guess not this week. Last week it came out. Called Immortalized. And on that album, as has been the case with that band, they've included a cover. Their cover this time is Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence. And this one's going out to Chantel and Louis.
That's fantastic. Yeah, they always do great, great covers at the end of these albums. Usually is, well, like you said, sometimes it's hidden track. So here it is, The Sound of Silence. I am suddenly all stoked about a new album I didn't know was out.
Cool.
So here it is. Thank you guys for being here. We'll see you on Monday for a brand new TMS in the morning. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. A vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, color to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stained by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mrs. Black.
That's okay, Mandy.
Teacher's pet.
You have something to say, Trina?
No.